What are we getting in Jack Del Rio?
I think he's a perfect Raider coach. I mean, he looks like it. I even wrote, you know, put on the dark shades, you know, the black leather coat with the famous Raider, you know, insignia there. The black boots. I think he's just he commands presence. You look at him, he looks like a football player, a football coach. And I think that's what the Raiders are. They got to get back to rough, tough. Jack Del Rio, I think, is going to bring that to the Raiders again.
He seemed to command a lot of respect from the players. I mean, following his departure, a lot of the Broncos players talked about how they were a little sad he left. Why do you think he has that great connection with those guys?
Yeah, the Von Miller said it best when I think the first year that Del Rio was hired as the defensive coordinator. He said he always thought Del Rio was mean. He kind of looks mean, you know, intimidating. He's not really that. He is a good communicator. He does know the game. I think the fact that he was a football player, that he was a linebacker, that carries a lot of weight on the defensive side of the room in particular. But he understands the whole concept. There used to be a movement of getting the new young gun coach. Now it's back to the guys that have, you know, been through the ringer and spit out and still survive and are still doing it. They learn from their mistake. Bill Belichick was fired before. Pete Carroll was fired a couple times before, and they were both in the Super Bowl this year. John Fox last year had been fired, and he was in the Super Bowl. So there's more of a movement toward those guys who have been through it, have succeeded, but have also failed, and now let's give them another chance to rebuild and get this going again. And he also understands offense, too. He was the interim coach for the Broncos for John Fox for four games. Peyton Manning was his quarterback. He went 3-1. The one loss he had, he was up 24-0 at New England. It was the best game that the Broncos played in New England, at least for a half, in several years. So Jack will get it figured out. It'll be interesting to see what if Derek Carr definitely is their quarterback. I think he probably is. But he'll get things figured out up front, too.
Finally, just the division's kind of in a weird place right now. We don't know if Peyton's coming back. You know, the Chiefs kind of were the Chiefs. It could be time for a little momentum switch.
I've been saying the Raiders, you know, they've been picking in the top five for 12 years. They should be good, right? So I keep waiting for them. They do have to take the shackles off their quarterback a little bit to get more offense. And, they seem to be in between all the time between getting these patched-up veterans and trying to develop rookies. And they've had some transition upstairs. And so I think things are starting to settle down. If they let Jack Del Rio have his say, I think he'll get them turned around. And, you know, Peyton Manning, the Broncos have been on top of the division. But Peyton Manning, and he is going to come back, he'll be 39 years old. I mean, the arrow is not pointing up. You know, he doesn't have better years ahead. So, I think it's about time that division is going to be wide open again.